over the next couple of days, but something else that you will probably be very familiar with from the outside, but almost certainly not from the inside, is the Lost Property Office at Baker Street. It is marking its 80th anniversary this year. False teeth, prosthetic limbs, thousands of mobile phones have ended up there, and many other things besides. One BBC London journalist has been given a look around at the weird and wonderful things passengers have left on buses and trains and other forms of transport too. And it is Andy Dangerfield who joins us live in the studio tonight. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. Now, you had a very, very lucky tour of the offices there. I'd say most of us will only have ever seen it from the front. So what is back behind the scenes?
That's right. Well, the Tube Lost Property Office really is a labyrinth of the weird and the wonderful. There are all kinds, the kinds of things you'd expect, ranging from umbrellas to wallets and items of clothing. And there are shelves with envelopes with mobile phones in, some of which are still ringing. And then there are the more unusual things you might not expect to see down there.
It must be tempting to answer those phones when they're, because really they're saying, where's my phone? Where's my phone?
That's right. We heard one ringing and we tried to look for the mobile phone, but by the time we found the envelope, it had stopped ringing. So,
and no number stored?
No.
Okay.
Not on that one.
Were you amazed at what you saw?
Yeah, there were some really unusual things down there. And you think, how did those end up on the tube in the first place? I mean, there were the prosthetic limbs and trays of false teeth. Someone had left their wedding dress on the tube. Someone else had left
One wedding I want to be invited to. Gosh, wow.
Indeed. Someone else had left a hairdressing mannequin head, and a school crossing guard had left their lollipop on public transport. So the
lollipop
stick.
That's one thing
you think,
hang on, I've got my phone, I've got my keys. Oh, I've left the... what does it smell like down there?
Well, it's a cavernous place. It's three stories going deeper and deeper underground. So you've got lots of people's old clothes, old sports kits, that kind of thing. So
musky.
It's
maybe.
quite musky down there.
Presumably, if there are these thousands of mobile phones and the variety of limbs and teeth, etc., mm-hmm. Presumably stuff doesn't date back to the very early stages of the 80 years. Do they sell them, chuck them after a time? What happens to them?
So most things are stored for 3 months, and then after 3 months, they're usually either recycled, disposed of, or auctioned. Now, there's also hundreds of teddy bears down there and other children's toys. And each Christmas, these are delivered to charities, by charities to children who might have otherwise gone without over the festive period.
That's a lovely thought. Have you ever left anything behind on the tube?
I've left a bunch of flowers for my grandmother, and they were a really nice bunch of flowers. And you just got off the tube, wallet, mobile phone, damn it.
Too late.
Yes.
Too late.
Yeah.
Andy, thank you very much. And I know that you've put lots of images up online of your journey through. So if people want to find these, how can they do it?
That's on the BBC London News page of the BBC website. So you can find all of the pictures, the weird and wonderful things there.
And Andy is a very bad boy because he's working Christmas Eve. And I think Christmas Day you're off, but Boxing Day you're
Boxing
back
Day
in.
I'm back, yeah. I was a very bad boy this year.
Yeah, or you're doing it for the love of it, one thing or the other. Andy, it's good to see you. Thank you for coming in live on the programme tonight, Andy Dangerfield. If you have successfully retrieved anything from Lost Property on the Tube, I'd